A story taken from the Gospel of Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." People of God, hear what the Spirit is saying.
I'm a little bit foggy this morning. And if you really want to hear an excellent reflection on this gospel in the readings, Richard Young did a wonderful job on Dignity USA. And if you remember Dignity USA, you'd get a copy of what his reflection was. It was a really wonderful reflection. I want to thank Richard for that. And call people out to take a look at that. It's a neat reflection that Dignity USA puts out once a week for different people to make comments on the scriptures, and it's a nice thing to look at.
Breath of the Spirit
is what it's called. So I'm going to take a little bit different angle. And we hear Jesus praying to the divine now and rejoicing and giving thanks to the Spirit. He's rejoicing and giving thanks during a real difficult time. It's the time of the Roman occupation, a time of real struggle for the people of that time. John is about to be beheaded. John's disciples are confused. They're asking him, "Is he the one, or is he the one?" There's confusion there. People are calling him names. The officials are putting Jesus down and rejecting him. And yet, in this sad earth, Jesus finds time to say, "Rejoice." In a childlike way. He says, "I thank you, Almighty God in heaven, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to the little ones, the infants, to the babes. We thank you for your gracious will." Jesus is saying, thank God somebody's listening. Somebody hears what I'm saying. But if I was to say to you, now I want you to pay attention to these things and then go off and start talking. What are these things I'm talking about? And that's the question I need to ask myself, is what are these things that Jesus has taught to the little ones that maybe sometimes when I think I'm so smart, I don't hear? Maybe sometimes when I think I've got all the answers that I can't hear. If we go back into chapter 11 and before, Matthew's Jesus is talking about who John the Baptist was and who John was not. And he was talking about Jesus' own teachings. You know, repent, change your ways. And what did that mean? Feed the poor. Welcome the stranger. Give clothes to the poor. Be fair with people. Don't make false claims about him. Celebrate who people are. And who was Jesus celebrating? He was celebrating tax collectors who had great faith. He was celebrating a woman who cries and washes his feet with her tears and dries her feet with his hair and celebrates that she has more love than anyone here. Or a Roman soldier, he's celebrating his faith more than his brothers and sisters. You see, they were the little ones. Not coming with condemnation or judgment, welcoming all. You know, if if I could approach everybody who I meet every day without condemnation or judgment, I get so quick to judging, don't you sometimes? To judging where people are. And he goes and talks about there is a childish way to being it. He says it's like the children in the market playing. And they say, we piped a dance for you would not dance. We played a mourn and you would not mourn. John ate and drank. Did not eat and drink, and they called him a demon. Jesus ate and drank, and they called him, he's a glutton and a friend of tax collectors. Do you hear those things he's talking about? It's clear, I think, that Jesus came to proclaim some things that we don't hear out in regular society. The implication here is that any of us wanting to live in this kingdom better pay attention to what young children, the little ones, do. To be childlike, not childish. The wise and the intelligent, those people don't hear it and see it. They missed what John the Baptist was preaching. People in Jesus' day, they were living a lot. And Matthew's Jesus suggests it's not doing a lot that makes a difference. It's not doing, it's being. And understanding what being is. It's not going about finding God in the temple or in church. It's not about obeying all the laws. It's more simple. Now, don't get me wrong. We find God in the temple and in church. But that's not the only place we find Him. We find God in a shopping mall. We find God in the homeless shelter. We find God in the field when we watch our grandchildren play ball. We find God in our gardens when we're tilling, or when we walk in the woods. God is an experience we encounter. God is in each one of us. And the challenge that Jesus was saying is we need to see God in all places, all around us, in all people, at all times. You see, it's more simple than obeying all the rules. It's about love. I think he put it pretty concisely. He said, love God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. It's being childlike. And what's it being childlike? It's being teachable. You know, when I'm with my, when they were younger, now they get into teens, they don't listen as much. But when they were little kids, when I would teach them something, they would be so absorbed in wanting to be teachable. And to learn all they can be opening. How much am I open to learning from people who are different from me? How much am I open to learning from people that see life in a different way and open that? And I think that's a piece of what he's doing. The second thing that we find out with kids and the childlike is that they trust. You know, we need to succeed as followers. Followers of what Jesus did. Follower of that wise man, that wild man John, who was a glutton, who was a drunkard, who loved people. To be thankful for what we do have and not be wanting what we don't have. He said, come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on your shoulder and learn from me, and for I am meek and humble of heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden's light. That's hard to hear. Sometimes my burdens are really heavy and maybe I'm not looking at it in the right way. Bill taught me something this week when I was with him. Something came on me to take a look at the old spirituals. And I think the old spirituals have something to teach us a lesson. Because they came from people who were struggling. They came from people who were having difficulties, who understood what it meant that my burden is easy, my yoke is light. You know that old song, How Can I Keep From Singing? That song, sometimes I think we sing it too fast. My life goes on in endless song. Above earth's lamentations, I hear that real though far off hymn. that hails a new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm. My burden is light. There's an old saying that music is the language of the spirit. It opens us to the secret of bringing peace to astonishing strife. You know, Tommy Dorsey, he was a great gospel writer of songs and that. He was left his wife in Chicago when she was pregnant. And he went to St. Louis and he says, I shouldn't go to this concert. His wife says, no, you go. That's where you need to serve the people. And he went and wasn't texting back in those days. He got a telegram that his wife died when she was having the baby while he was singing a concert. On his way home, he wrote that wonderful song, Precious Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. He's there to be with us in those times, that we're not picking it up alone. And it's everywhere. You know, that old song that's sung every time at the old Opry, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? You know what that song's about? I was just listening to radio this week. That song's about a funeral. Looking out the window and seeing their mother come up in the casket. And they sing it at the Opry now, not for that, but that we continue to give on to the future. In the past, we're connected to with all those great singers. It's a way of hope. It's the present. What we do is the past, what we have on to the future from what we've learned in the past. Will the circle be unbroken? By and by, Lord, by and by, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Sometimes, as we as adults, we need to examine, and I need to examine, what's Jesus saying? I thank God in heaven and earth because you've hidden those things. And sometimes they're hidden from my eyes. And I need to listen to those old songs. I need to listen to the people around me. I need to hear what they're saying so that I can be lifted up. And that I know that I'm not doing any of this alone. That we all do it together as a community, as one. And that we begin to see that. And so I have to ask myself, is my sense of wonder damaged sometimes that I really can't see what's important? And see all the important stuff that's around me in that. Is my sophistication and my so-called wisdom and subtlety, you know, when I think I'm so smart, does that keep me from speaking plainly and understanding deep truths that are present all around me? Do I have an inability to trust that goodness is going to follow me? And that it's going to be all okay. And that accepting that in love. You know, there's a hope for all of us that our loving God never shuts the door on us. And what's finally in this precious life we have. You know, I don't care how old we are. We got to be that childlike. We got to be that one that's an absorbent mind and absorbent soul to take in everything that I continue to learn. Because once I stop learning and being open to learning new things and learning about people, that's when I really die. When I'm open with that until the day that I move on, that's really living. That's understanding that the burden is light. We face many deaths during our life on this earth. They confront us. And they sometimes demand that we give up, that we could not live without. And they show it despite of ourselves, God, how God repeatedly gives us a gift of wonder, a gift of love, a gift of compassion. Our God always brings life, lifts our burdens and our difficulties. He makes an old heart young, beyond our sophisticated world weariness, and waits for us like a child. My brothers and sisters, continue to be childlike. Continue to be open to the love that God gives us. I shall open for your comments.